Blog.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live.
Coming to you live.
Straight
okay,
from the
whipping up a
Alrighty. Sorry about that. We do apologize for that. So we're just gonna get it going here this evening and really share with you our voices. We're going to be talking about some of the passions that we have. As everybody knows, we have this new anthology, my publishing company, Michael Michelle Publishing. We came out with a new anthology, which is entitled Synchronized Ink, an Anthology of Poetry, available on Amazon.com and Kindle and paperback version, also on the book patch, as well as other participating stores. Really going great. We have a lot of amazing poets included in the anthology, and we are so excited for that this evening. And what I'm going to do is first I'm going to play a little music for you guys just for your entertainment, and then we're going to come back and read you a piece of poetry from the collection that I have included in the collection. Alrighty, and just want to quickly remind you, if you want to be heard here on the Poetic Energy Network station, all you have to do is dial 917-932-8881. If you're in the chat room, that's the number. Select option one, and you will definitely be heard. And I would definitely love to hear you and hear what you have to say. All righty. And I would love to hear what you guys have to say and share your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we're going to take this very first caller here and see how everything is going here. Good evening, Don Dashagle. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic this evening?
An old man with a heart of fudge.
Caller, you're on the air?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do one short poem entitled, I Want to Massage the Insides of Your Throat.
All right, take it. Go ahead, let it rip.
I want to massage the insides of your throat in response to your unvoiced complaints of having to put up with the scratching pains of strep. But my hands are both too large as well as too unclean to bring true relief to the drain down which you swallow and to kiss your lips empathetically would mean I catch to hatch in incubation the new beginnings of another case of a throat in need of penicillin. You wish for a man younger than yourself. Well, I yearn for a woman poet who would write with me, but I have just caught myself worshipping you, bowing my head like a tossed prayer in front of your gaze. Now, I close my eyes, admitting that the communion between us fills me with joy in love with one and mass simultaneous. End text. Thank you for allowing me to appear. Now I'm going to have to go to sleep.
Is that the end of your poem?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What we do here on the show is show appreciation for you by clapping. Okay, we certainly appreciate that poem. How do people connect with you if they want to fellowship you with you outside the radio airwaves?
If they have a machine, a computer, they can look up Don, D-O-N, Hagelberg, H-A-G-E-L-B-E-R-G, and
Google me.
All right, we certainly appreciate you sharing your voice, and have a great evening.
Same for you. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right, we're going to keep the show going and take the very next call on the air. Call from the 216 area code. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Dizzle, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Great. Great to have you back.
Good to be back.
All right. What you going to lay down for us tonight?
The title of this one is Young Bitches.
All right.
Okay, so let
Take
me
it
put
to
it
the
down.
Mic.
Okay. Young Bitches, trust me, as sure as a pussy is pink, your shit really does stink. Young niggas putting in y'all head that y'all great in bed. Young bitches think they coochie is all they need to get by in life. Kind of reminds me of my ex-wife who said, the deeper the dick, the deeper the feeling. First off, let me mention, using your ass and hips to catch my attention probably means there's not much in your mind. Body-wise, I'd have to say you're real fine. Maybe I should leave it as a sucking fuck. You know, tell you my wants up front. That way you know my intentions. And if you feel the same way, maybe we can set up a fuck session for later on that day. If we all were honest with the opposite sex, I believe it would be the best sex we could get. We keep in touch instead of regretting the day we met. Be truthful with her, and you may develop a relationship that will keep you youthful with her. Dishonesty with her can cause damage with her. To partake of a woman's body is to partake of a woman's spirit. If it's a fuck thing, let's enjoy for the nuts and orgasms it brings. That old saying, honesty is the best policy? Well, if it is, it seldom gets used. That's my piece.
All right. You know how we got to do it here. All right, Dizzle, that was a very awesome piece. I'm glad you shared that here on the Poetic Energy Network station.
Thank you.
You're becoming a regular.
Yes, I am. I enjoy your show very much.
We so appreciate you, and always feel free to come back. I hope you get a chance to come through with another piece if we have the time.
Yes, I hope so. Yes.
All right. All right, we're going to take the next caller and thank Dizzle for connecting with us again this evening. Before we disconnect you or mute you, tell everybody quickly how to get fellowship with you.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Nathan Smith on Facebook. I'm the Nathan Smith with the white shirt with the glasses on. Because I've been told quite a few times.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Nathan Smiths on here. I'm glad you said that. All right, he's the one with the white shirt on and the glasses, y'all.
Right, right.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 63 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm great. Who do we have on the air?
My name is Bigums.
All right, Bigums.
I'm going to do a little piece called The Boss.
All right. Take it to the mic then.
It go like this. I'm the big boy, yes, the B-O-S-S. 300 and chain, cold and roofless. Hardcore, then I starts to ease in. The mirror through the lights, through the roof is pleasing. The super duper soother, I'm the flavor scooper. Without a blooper, there's only two bosses. Bush and Big Boy, Big's behind the mic, kick back and enjoy, and listen up closely, let your mind, my rhymes and the music flows, yo, I'm dropping more lyrics than a hoe drops draws, rip the mic so much I got pains in my jaw, when I die I want to go out with the mic in my hand, rock the pearly gates, even angels will jam, once I'm dead and gone, Big Boy's great. I'm the boss. And that's my piece.
All right, Big Girl. We got a clap of them for you. All right. All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we so appreciate you tuning in to the show, and tell people how they can fellowship with you.
You can reach me on Facebook at Big Boy. Don't you fall and bust your ass.
I'm sorry?
This is Steve. This is your co-host. I got a new number. You didn't know that.
Steve, I am going to get you. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you I had a new number because I moved, so. And I figured I'd play a little trick on you, but you can reach me at Stephen White.
You are so getting it. All righty. Stevie G. So what character was, this was big on tonight. All right.
Oh,
y'all know
talking
this
about
my
boy. She ain't know nothing, neither did Jimmy. Probably sitting over there bobbing their heads.
Stevie G, you are so getting it.
I get it. I guess I
get it. All right, good people, we're going to fall back into place. And as you heard, we have our co-host on the air with us, Mr. Stevie G, come falling in incognito.
My new name is Bigums.
All right, people, we're going to take it. I'm going to really quickly, all the callers that are on the switchboard, if you want to be heard, I definitely want to hear you, and I'm sure the audience wants to hear you. 917-932-8881. Obviously, you know that because you're on the switchboard, but select option one to raise your hand, and I will definitely connect you in. All right.
And that's what she means.
All right.
Nice.
How have you been, Stevie G?
I've been good, just trying to get used to my new place and, you know, trying to get everything situated. I've been good.
Right.
Just working
all
and
right.
doing my thing. I ain't had much time to do it. Lynn, I'll get back to it.
All right. Great. That's good to hear. And I know I'm glad everything is falling into place for you. It's always challenging to get started at, I mean, you know, get situated in a new place. All right, I'm going to read one of my pieces from our new book, Michael Michelle Publishing Presents Synchronize, Inc. And I am going to read very quickly one of the pieces that I put in the book. Short. Well, it's not that short.
We know you long.
To let,
I said, we know you long winded. Go on.
Seriously, you said I'm long winded.
Yeah. You know you long winded. Go on, do your thing.
All right.
After all,
like a pill, huh?
I said, after all, you are the host.
All right. Bear with me, geek guys. This is entitled My Own Personal Truth. Like a pilgrim traveling the distance on dry land, I have been walking, leaving my footprints in the shore sand, pondering in the depths of my mystic thoughts, a soul proclaimed as once saved, but by Christian definition, I am lost. As a child, I stood strong and fought for my beliefs. I even picked up the gospel and carried it to the streets. I enlisted myself as a soldier of the cross. Now I wonder if it was all for naught. I still believe in the risen Christ and the redemption of those sins he paid with his life. Yet my profound intellect seeks to find if it was more to it than that was branded into my mind. Once a religious radical thirsty to learn more from the man of God that speaks, now I find no divine purpose in nestling in on the fabrics of a man-made feet. I sought the approval of the clergyman's belief on how I should minister to the lost, feed the hungry, comfort the widower, and provide mental relief to the desolate mind and shelter for the vagabond lying on the streets, because I have a heart for people, and when others are hurting, my soul weeps. So I became ordained to help heal the broken heart and feed their souls with kind words and their bellies with a warm meal prepared with love from the heart. Then I realized it was not the license that bore my name as an ordained minister that gave me a heart, a capacity to love without condition, and a compassionate spirit to provide the homeless with somewhere to sleep or to stand proxy as a mother to the motherless child. It was the seed of unconditional love planted in my core center, nurtured by the divine and harvested by the almighty mentor, planted in my heart from the beginning of time. Now enlightened by my own personal truth, I no longer confine myself in a church house, lacking compassion and passion to heal humanity's cause. My truth leads me to my purpose to serve the community in a church without walls. I trust and believe in the higher power. They call him God, and I simply call him Almighty. He has been with me from the beginning of time. He never left me, even when my footsteps failed to leave the earth's dust on the cathedral stairs. I kept a constant communication with him through the labor of meditation and intercessory prayers. The more and more I seem to fellowship with him, I cannot help but notice how in tune I am with the divine spirit of the deity. I see no truth in my damnation to hell if I fail to sit under the hypnotism of a clergyman's spell. I feel so free, unchained, and unbound by man's doctrine and tainted philosophies. I am more overjoyed that I have been delivered from religious, unrighteous hypocrisies. Seeking my own personal truth allowed me to reflect on the thoughts of my past, excavate the dry bones from my religious coffin only to discover the roots of my personal truth. I sought not to drudge up the moments of disappointment, hurt, betrayal, and pain. but it was necessary to travel back to the beginning of time to erase the stains of generational curse. Arrange a do-over with the higher power that be. The spiritual rebirth is truly what I needed. I needed to be deprogrammed and stripped down to my innocence to tap into my bare enlightened senses. From the canal of the birthing womb, my soul, mind, and body must travel to be re-delivered again at the clock of a midnight moon to see the breaking of daylight sometime soon, to set myself free from the birthing cocoon, to birth a more enlightened me, a more spiritual and non-religious me. Now that I can see the light, I have a complete handle on the direction of my life. I wear knowledge upon my head. She has crowned me with a truth and an infinite awareness that is beyond what my physical eye could see. I bathe in wisdom daily. She has immersed me into her anointing. My temple radiantly glistens with the splashes of precious oil. My eyes see crystal clear. My life daily is replenished with a profound source of energy. I have been raised up out of a spiritual sleep, and I live again, adorned in my own personal truth. I am whole again because I have found all of my fragmented pieces and put them back together again. I have followed my path back to my roots. I have loosed myself from those things of the past that would not bear good fruit. I have been truly born again, not by any philosophical standard, but by divine standard. I am whole again, living in my own personal truth. And that's my piece.
That's a lot of weed. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners.
All right.
We're going to keep it going here. We have a caller here on the air, so we're going to just take the very next caller. Caller from the 314 area call. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E, Mr. Stevie G. We have stepping up to the mic. Caller from the 314.
Caller from St. Louis, if you're out there, say something.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 786 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, Poetic E and Stevie G. This is DC, the voice of reason. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
I ain't reading no poems now. I was gonna read a poem with DC on it. I ain't even following him.
I heard the one you did earlier. You know, I was dying laughing. It was, I was just hurting. I was like, all right. But yeah, it was cool.
DC, what you gonna do for us?
You know, whenever I do something, I kind of have to grab out of what my spirit tells me to do. And I usually vibe off whoever comes ahead of me. And I just got to snatch it out of my conscience. And I'm kind of was really feeling Poetic Energy's poem, your poem that I loved. Any poem that I hear with God in it, which is the first spoken word artist, period, that people don't realize, you know, it kind of compels me to do something different, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a poem that I wrote when somebody asked me why I do poetry.
All right.
The poem is called To Whom It May Concern, and it's a favorite that a lot of people like hearing me do. And I wrote it because the inspiration was because somebody asked me, you do poetry? Like, kind of to belittle it. And but if you don't know nothing about it, you kind of like have preconceived notions about it, because everybody thinks that poetry is cadences and, oh, you know, roses are red, violets are blue, and it's deeper than that. So I wrote this poem to people that don't understand the power, the platform of poetry, and I called it To Whom It May Concern. And it goes like this. To whom it may concern, when I spit God's gift, I go hard or I go home. Don't mind being alone, because the God in me keeps me company. And when I was born, I was spoon-fed metaphor, so I bleed poetry. I am the epitome of self-fulfilling prophecy, because I already gave names to my unborn seed. My daughter will be named Rivalry, and my son will be named Speech, because I need revolutionaries as my legacy. That's attached to this umbilical cord of life, making poetry my pen's midwife, potentially making poetry my death sentence, because when your rib is missing, your breathing becomes limited. Blood, sweat, and tears embedded in these sentences, with words given the power to move mountains on schedule. And the devil has a nerve to hate the God that I serve, all because misery hates house guests, but it loves company and ain't never been a resident. Because I am food for thought, which makes me relevant. And the day poetry no longer needs me, my words will become celibate. Because at that very second, words will start living below their potential. Because man will be given a pencil without knowing how to erase, putting hidden agendas in God's place. Which is the reason why I continue to play the cards that I've been given. Because God never stops talking, we just stop listening. And death is still bitching. All because I cheated on her 3 times, which is the reason why I'm still living. I was reborn with wisdom on the 13th day of the first moon. Unleashed with unrehearsed logic, I'm the challenge of fiction versus the truth. No longer playing dead just to survive or ready to die slow at a fast pace. So I reciprocate by spitting these metaphors in reverse, giving new momentum to the truth. So now even my mistakes make sense. Because every time I open my mouth, God comes out. Convinced that this poetry in me is God's doing. I'm just the one he's been using, to whom it may concern. Amen.
Oh, that poor still has the same effect. Wow. I can't even say nothing decent. You know how we feel about you. And To Whom It May Concern, it's always, it definitely is a favorite, I know, among many. Yeah. And it's still, every time you say it, it still is, it's just, I don't even know if it can be more effective. It just is effective.
Well, I mean, you know, Michelle, I have so much respect for the power of words. And a lot, and I say this every time I, you know, go on anybody's show. You know, people don't really understand the power of words. You know, God gave us that power to affect people, not to degrade people or belittle people. You know, words have power that people don't realize. And that's why spoken word is such an amazing platform to speak it. And because when you put it in the atmosphere, you have the power to change that atmosphere. And
absolutely.
And with that being said, I'm in the middle of writing like 3 pieces simultaneously. So I'm like real crazy busy right now writing 3 poems. Mm. And I got 2 of them done. And one of them is a love poem. And another one is a poem that I'm doing on a show. But the love poem is like really gut-wrenching, but it's not the typical love poem, because I don't like doing typical stuff. I like doing something that is talking about love, but I want to kind of go to the root of what love is. And love is not something that's implemented in this world enough. And if we had more of it, we'd have less of everything, all this other foolishness that's out there. So,
absolutely. I so agree with you.
So I was compelled to do another love piece, which I only got, I got one, but I actually I got two, but I, but this one, like, takes it up another notch. So I can't wait to do that one. That was going to be crazy. I let a few people hear it, not many, in its, you know, finishing up stages, and they was, like, blown. So, and these are, like, my worst critics. So I know if I can pass them, if they like it, I know everybody else is going to love it. So
I look forward to doing
it on the show.
All right. We definitely look forward to that. You definitely gave us something to make our glands water in anticipation.
All right.
We so appreciate you for always coming through when you can. You definitely always bless the mic. You always leave great pieces, you know, remnants of yourself with us, so we certainly appreciate that.
Well, and I'm going to say this every time I get on the show, I just really admire you too for even having a platform for spoken word artists, for poets to even come to, because this is so much needed, you know, because there's so much other stuff out here, and stuff like this is so encouraging to so many people to express themselves and get stuff off their chest and be transparent and just to, you know, just tell people how they feel and just, you know, express their work, you know what I'm saying? So I just thank you for having this platform, and I pray that you keep doing what you do and let God lead you and use you, you know?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I missed half the phone, man. I'm sorry. My computer and phone just went boop. So I missed half of it, but I know it had to be good because my co-host is bigging you up as usual.
Well, I love DC. I love DC. All right, DC, we definitely appreciate you again. And if any, and you want to, you know, shout out anything or, you know, share with us anything else that you're doing before we take the next caller?
Basically, I have something, an event that I'm kind of share with you kind of later on. It's an event that I'm doing in Miami that I'm really excited about, that I'm trying to get poets to come. And so, but it's in its infancy stage, and I'm still trying to get a lot of stuff together and go through a lot of red tape to get it here. And I have a lot of things that I'm doing in the Miami community with students, to start a poetry group with students that's starting to get off the ground. And I'm doing a lot of stuff with I started a poetry ministry in my church, which is phenomenal. So I'm doing a lot of stuff. I got my hands on a lot of different things, and, you know, y'all are my inspiration. So, you know, I want this thing to be, get bigger and get to where it needs to be, because something like this needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids don't know how to express themselves and don't have confidence, and this is a platform to do it with. So God brought this to me in a vision and a dream, and God gave me the vision, and He also gave me the provision. So I'm gonna keep doing what God wants me to do. So.
Amen, amen. Let's make sure that we definitely connect with that info.
Okay, for sure. And you can find me on Facebook, David Crouch, Space DC, The Voice of Reason altogether. And I'm one of your friends, so you can find me on Facebook that way.
All right, y'all heard it from The Voice of Reason, DC. All right, good night, my brother. All right. Let's take the very next caller because the time is ticking away. All right. Caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CBG, who we have stepping up to the mic.
Yes, this is Nate Dizzle.
Oh, okay. You're back.
Yes, yes, yes. I have another piece for you.
All right, let it rip.
All right, this one is called NBA Lockout.
All right.
Just because rich NBA owners pay young black athletes high salaries, they should keep in mind that once upon a time, the main dish at the picnic, or as we used to, as we call it today, picnic, the main dish was barbecue nigga. When the white man said barbecue, you knew a nigga's ass was about to get roasted. While they're bickering about the NBA lockout, trust me, no lockout was needed in deciding which nigga gets barbecued. They kill for free. They kill for sport, a practice still done to this day. When it comes to making money and killing black men, there was no need for a lockout because they were all locked in one mind, in one mindset. Get that nigger. That's my piece.
In porn?
Yes.
All right, we just got to make sure.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Drizzle again. You let the people know how to get Nathan Smith on the on Facebook. Put the glasses in the white shirt. That was good because actually, you know, it is a lot of Nathan Smiths on there, and if you didn't say that, you know, it would have been very difficult to find you.
Right. So true.
All right.
Hey, that brother that was just on, how do you spell his last name?
DC, the voice.
I think you and I are friends. I'll send you a friend suggestion so you can get right to him. Very powerful
okay.
brother.
Okay. I was feeling that.
DC was one of, he was our top 100 poet of the year last year. He won the top prize on our radio show last year.
Wow.
A trophy and a small cash prize. Yes. Powerful.
Wow, that's very powerful. Very inspiring. I like people like that.
Yeah. All right. I'll definitely make sure you guys connect because he's
okay,
definitely somebody to connect with. All right.
Thank you,
my brother, for sharing your voice again on the show.
Okay, thank you.
All right. DC, the voice of reason, Mr. Nathan Smith with the white shirt and the glasses, y'all. Y'all remember that. All right, Mr. CBT, you got anything over there?
You know what? I can read from our new book.
Yeah.
Synchronized. That's what I could do.
All
because
right.
Because that book is really phenomenal. I really like it. I've scrolled, haven't really had a chance to get in depth, but I've looked through it and scrolled through it, you know, and there's some beautiful work in there. So,
right.
Do that you put in there because I was doing too much stuff to give you anything to put in, so you just pick something and put it in there, but I like what you pick, so I'll read it.
Okay.
It's called What's on Your Mind. I am writing today because passion is pushing my fingertips to motion. I really feel wonderful about my display of words because writing captures the inner me and toys with my most sensitive emotions. That's why I'm able to convey despair and sadness and ignite joy and gladness and weather storms in multitudes and take on brand new attitude. Capture thoughts by blueprinting a defined storyline, awakening your day with sunshine divine. I can also sing a song and compose the lyrics. That's why I'm singing this song to you. Can you hear it? I'm just writing away because it makes my candy store or in a park at play. On paper, temperaments can flare, and I can spark a short fuse. And I can also determine who will win or who will lose. I'm enjoying my day, and I brought you along for the ride. Oh, did I forget to mention I can ink this, truth or lies. I can discourage or mesmerize. I can dream and I can fantasize. I can live or I can die. I can make it tart as a lemon or sweet as pie. I control and maneuver all this. First through my creative mind, then through my arteries, down through my fingertips. Sometimes through my lips motivating her swerving hips. But most of all, these writings are gratifying to my soul, and every keystroke comes to life and bold. I'm happy now as I come to close, and not for the exposure. But I will expose among the creative minds with thought in mind that it's just our time. And that's my piece.
Stevie G, that's that piece. I love the way you brought forth that piece, Stevie G.
Thank you, ma'am.
If you guys don't mind, we're gonna take a brief intermission and play a little music.
Yeah, put on some music, okay?
You say put on some music.
Put on some music.
I know when you say that.
Put on some music, woman.
Your flow. CVG.
Yeah.
You got me acting up over here.
That's all right. You need to come out your shell. Let's do it. Put the music on.
Okay, all right. See, now you done made me trip up and, now I don't know what I want to put on, but I am going to take it here, and I hope it meets your approval, Stevie G, because I know you kind of hard on a sister when it comes to this old school music.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm,
you said any day now.
I ain't.
Anything now?
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Okay.
She doing her thing, ain't she? Don't keep running.
Sometimes I need to have you by my side to be my friend, my lover and my guide. Oh, baby, don't keep running. My heart.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was the Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love. Mr.
Yearning.
Was that all right?
That was all right. You really messed me up last, was it not last week, but the week before last when you put on Bloodstone. Who has the last laugh now? You threw me. I was like, now what's Now, what's she know about this?
Well, Stevie G, I had help. I had help from somebody that's more experienced than me than with the music. I don't know what character he is, though.
I don't know the guy, but he's a good guy.
Is he?
He gotta be.
All right, let's roll with the next caller and see what they got to say and bring on the mic tonight. All right, caller from the 240 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
I hear something.
Caller, are you
somebody-
there?
Somebody got Sasquatch feet. They walking through the house.
All right, well, we're going to keep it going here because we only got 9 more minutes remaining. So we're going to pop back up here.
What happened to Love Me Do? Where's she been?
Is that you, CBD, or the other person? Okay, let me clear this call. And let me take the very next caller here. Caller from the 631 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, everybody. It's Strong Allen.
Strong
Allen.
How everybody doing?
Oh,
how you doing,
great.
Strong?
I'm doing
good. Is it cold back there?
Yes.
It is?
To me, yes.
Oh, I'm glad I'm out here because ain't that.
All right, we got 8 more minutes remaining in the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do a piece called Why Is It Me?
Harry.
All right.
And the piece goes like this. Why is it me that you see? Why is it me that you want to free? That you want to stroke? That you want to just get go all out? Why is it me that can only please you? That can be your lady? That can give you my virtue? Why is it me you always call? That always fall for your words? Why is it me that wants to see you, that wants to caress your chest, that wants to bring you happiness? It is me because you choose me, because you know me, because you love me. That is why it's me, so never set me free. That is my piece.
Why is it me who has to go get the ice bucket every time? Why is it when Strong Island...
CBD, I'm sorry, you mid-sentence, you, we don't know when to cue. I had to get Strong her claps.
I heard clap for Strong, please, y'all, please clap Strong, because Strong needs ice.
Not tonight, I'm cool.
You ain't that cool. Okay, don't try. I heard the stroke, and, you know, I rub your chest, and you get halfway hot.
All right. I'm
going to go back. Let everybody else get up here.
Okay.
Right.
Nice, Strong.
We're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Mind Poet.
Hi,
what's
Mind
up?
Poet. You're there now.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. We got 6 minutes, so make it happen.
Okay. I was spiritually dead, but the Lord brought me back to life. I don't think they heard me. I was spiritually dead, but the Lord brought me back to life. No more chains, no more misery, no more strife. He saw the best in me when I didn't see the best in myself and gave me spiritual help. I was a sinner. He forgave me and gave me grace. He looked into my face and said, I'm a child of God. Lord, you're my shepherd, I shall not want. You teach me my do's and my don'ts. I breathe the breath of God. I know you're real and I'm fake. You lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Greater is he in me than the enemy in the world. You give me the power to trample over snakes and devilish girls. You don't forsake me and left me alone. He's the king of kings and not on the throne. I'm brand new like a baby cub. Wash me, cleanse me with your powerful blood. When I was homeless, he sheltered me. When I was hungry, he fed me. When I was naked, he clothed me. When I was thirsty, he gave me drink. And let me tell you what I think. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for love. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right. brother. Yes, you got to do what you got to do. Pour of your, you have, when you have the pour of your spirit, if it flows like that, let it flow. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. Well, we certainly are glad that you shared that with us. And, you know, anybody that knows this, so you guys will know why I turned on the clap. I mean, anybody that knows or goes to church, you know, that's how they do. They praise the Lord with clapping and things of that nature, so they just fall right in place. So we definitely were not trying to be rude, but we were definitely giving our brother his moment. All right. Brother Miles Hoare, do you want to share with us your connections and what you're doing out there very quickly? We got 3 minutes.
Yeah, you can go to poetrytrainnose.com and buy my book. It's called In My Stand.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
I'm all that's it.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Peace, my brother. We certainly appreciate you always. All right. That was the Mind Poet, y'all. All right, we have 2 more minutes remaining in the show. Two more minutes. I just want to, you know, take this moment to really thank everyone that hung out with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station with myself and Mr. Stevie G. I also want to thank all of those poets who have contributed to the anthology, the Synchronized Ink Anthology. We definitely have some more updates coming that we will be announcing here in the upcoming weeks, days, months, or whatever our heart is led to do. And we're going to be sharing some things. We do have some TV and interview time coming, so we'll share those with you as we confirm dates and times. I just wish all of us could be in one location to be interviewed. But that, you know, obviously that's not always an option, but we definitely will make sure that we shout out some names. So with that being said, we certainly hope that you can tune into one of the other regular scheduled shows throughout the week. Monday, usually Conversations with the Queen, but we had an interview. We had to juggle some time and have a special guest on the show. Professor Mwala, he, you know, great interview on Monday. If you guys get a chance, check that archives out for that. Tuesday night is Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moultons Prue. Of course, Ms. Strong Island on Wednesday. Myself and Stevie G on Thursday. Open on Friday. And the afternoon radio mix and spoken word billboard. And Saturday, brother, on the way with brother Yeshowitz. So if you guys get an opportunity, check those shows out throughout the week and find the dates and times on our main page. Also, I just want to say to everybody again, thank you so much. And thank you guys for all your support with Synchronized Ink. It's going very well. So we certainly appreciate those who have contributed and those who will have purchased the book. And, you know, keep just praying for us and we continue to do great things with that and other things to come. Thank my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, for keeping me grounded.
Thank you.
Spread your words and support here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Stevie G has been here with me for the longest, since the beginning, so I certainly appreciate you, Stevie G.
And I appreciate you back, Poetic E. You are the bizom.
All right, with that being said, much love to you all. We certainly appreciate you. Anybody that has been on the show, we continue to, you know, show our love and embrace you in love. And to the Mind Poet, you know, brother, just keep going forward. Be strong. And I know what you needed to do, so I certainly respect, you know, what you needed to do. So continue to be strong and go on. And all right, folks, we're going to call it a night. So we'll see you in the same place at the same time next week. Love ya.
Coming out, 7, 16, guest 360.
7129, Poet in Motion, Smith. Sean is Marie, myself, Stevie G, Strong Island, and much love to you, Poetic.
All right, we're going to take it on out of hell, Jesse, with John Paul.
Oh,